So one of the questions which we always finish with is highlights. When you look back and reflect back on your life, what would you say are the major highlights?
There are so many, actually. I don't think I could say there is one particular thing that influenced me. My parents who influenced me, and particularly I think my father at one point. When I think of the people who looked after me when things really just collapsed, the love that I got from them. These were tremendous, in Germany, these were tremendous people. And the help I got when I came to Glasgow, and all the help I got. And I cannot say there is a single episode that is of greater importance than another. It's the sum total of it. And not to forget my husband.
Absolutely. I think Joe has been a wonderful partner, a wonderful supportive partner for you, Rosa. One thing that I just want to finish with, which was a major input from you, was the founding of SAROC.
I didn't found SAROC. I, in fact, it was Dorrit who founded SAROC. But I helped Dorrit a great deal. I realized early on that Dorrit had problems. And Dorrit she went to the Woogers first and spent some time with them. And the Woogers phoned me and said, would you have a word with Dorrit? She seems a little bit finding things difficult. And yes, Dorrit came to me, and I soon realized what was really the problem. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Dorrit, I think I'll help you with as much as possible. I'll do X, Y, Z. Oh, good, she said. So she handed everything to me.
But SAROC played a huge part, I think, in bringing a lot of people together.
Sorry?
SAROC, the organisation.
Yes. I think, when I took over, of course, things changed. From the sort of kitchen cabinet thing, I made it much more organised. I also wrote the newsletter, which was a very chatty thing with Dorrit, which is not the way I do things. So I changed things. And I also, there were a number of problems, actually, because we were not a cohesive group as such. We were not all Jewish. And the programs we made had to cater for different groups. And when people who survived concentration camps came, they also had to be accommodated. We had to satisfy their needs too. And then some of the younger people came. It was actually not an easy group as far as I could see it, because I was determined that there was a Jewish element there, mainly Jewish element there, which Dorrit, of course, could not understand anymore. And perhaps some of the others objected to it. But I did try to keep us together.
I think I should finish by saying, I know we didn't cover everything, because it's impossible to cover everyone's life in a short time.
No.
But I thought it was extremely interesting and a privilege to interview you, Rosa. And I hope that you found it of interest as well.
Actually, I did. And thank you for asking the questions the way you did them.
Thank you.
Thank you.